Chelsea Mitchell. This is a story out of Connecticut. One of the fastest female athletes ever to compete in Connecticut high school sports is suing her home state, this will infuriate you, for allowing males to compete in female sports. So for everybody in Indiana here, when they passed that law that said biological males can't compete in women's sports, and everybody was saying, why are we even doing this? It's not a problem. It doesn't go on. It hardly ever happens. Here's another example. This girl, Chelsea Mitchell, fastest chick in high school sports in Connecticut, lost 20 races in her career because the state of Connecticut sees no issue with allowing dudes to get out there on the field and compete with females. She's got a problem with that. She's suing, and I hope it goes through, man. I mean, like, if it's successful, it says here in this article, the lawsuit will force Connecticut to amend the athletes' records to reflect what they would have been if the transgender runners had never been in the race.
See.
I mean, this is. I mean, you're a lawyer, man. What chance? I think a three-panel judge had already kind of ruled against her previously, but it's going to go to full court now or something. What do you think is going to happen here?
Well, anytime a lawsuit asks to reconstruct history, you know, go back and put me into a position I would have been in, but for this discrimination, it's a tough road to hoe, and so she's got an uphill battle. But I love the fact that she's fighting the fight. And I hope she gets an outcome out of this. If it's not an outright victory, it's at least something that sends a message to other states that says, hey, you could be putting yourself in legal peril here when you're not recognizing the inherent disadvantage and the inherent unfairness of forcing women, true women athletes, to compete against men. And it's something that I'm glad that women are standing up and fighting this battle on their own. And it needs to be more of that. And I was encouraged, by the way, and I'm sure you saw this story. In fact, you guys may have talked about it, where, you know, Leah Thomas, the transgender swimmer, who was ranked like 1,628th or something among men, but suddenly became a female swimmer and would be the number one ranked swimmer going in to compete on the next Olympic team for the United States. The U.S. Olympic Committee just told him, you're welcome to try out for the men's team, not the women's.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think there's some progress being made, but this kind of thing.
And he's talking about filing a lawsuit now. And right on the heels of that, I saw an article from PBS, predictable from PBS, that mentioned this fact that he'd been denied the opportunity to try out for the women's team. And PBS published an article that said, will the Olympics ever be inclusive of non-binary athletes? And I read that, and I said, no, that's the wrong headline. The headline should be, will Olympics ever force women to compete with men?
Yeah, that's the headline.
That's the headline. Wake up.
Right there.